Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, May 1st, and you're listening to the big call. Happy May 1st, May Day. That's right, May Day. Happy May Day to everyone all over the globe, wherever you're listening. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to have a wonderful call tonight. I'm looking forward to it, as we always do. But before we go to Sue for a great teaching that she's found for us, let us pray the call in, and then we'll go to our beloved Sue. Lord God, we just thank you for bringing us through this springtime, bringing us through the rains, the April showers that are bringing May flowers, and probably quite a bit more for us in the month of May. Thank you for all that you've done for us and continue to do and will do well into our future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, glorious time. It's Thursday night, a little after 9. We're looking forward to your teaching that you bring us tonight. Thank you for doing that. Day after day, week after week, month and year after year.
I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this I think it's going to be a very, I'd like everybody to imagine that they had this in their rear view as a practice. But if you're going through this, then use it in the now. But try to pretend this is in your rear view. Invite God into your difficulties. Most of the time when we're facing a difficulty, we're praying, God, get me out of this challenge. Get me out of this trouble at work. Get me out of this financial setback. Get me out of this sickness. There's nothing wrong with that. But before you get out, you have to invite God in. Sometimes the miracle is not in getting out. It's in what God is going to do in the situation. Instead of just praying, God, get me out, why don't you start praying, God, come into the hospital room while I take the treatment. Come into this trouble at work where the people are unfair. Come into this anxiety that I'm dealing with. Come in to this deeper understanding of what I've been through. What's more powerful than God bringing you out is when God comes in and begins to change things. God comes in and gives you favor despite who's trying to push you down. God comes in and gives you strength that you can't explain. God comes in and gives you the grace to outlast what should stop you. If you're only focused on God bringing you out, you're going to be frustrated because God doesn't do things on our timetable. Sometimes it takes longer than we think. When you ask God to come in, you can be at rest. God, I know you're right here with me. You're ordering my steps, and nothing can snatch me out of your hands. At the right time, you'll get me to where I'm supposed to be. You don't have to fight everything or live frustrated and not be able to sleep at night. That happens when you're only focused on getting out, because God is waiting to come in. When you ask God to come in, you're saying, God, don't just change the situation, change me. Help me to not just go through this, but to grow through it. Help me to learn. Help me to develop greater confidence, increase my faith, know how powerful I am, and let my character come up higher. If God delivered you out of everything instantly, you would never reach your potential. God is working in the trouble. God's working in that situation that's uncomfortable. Sometimes God is not bringing you out yet. because he wants the odds to be against you in a bigger way. So when he brings you out, it's a greater miracle. Bannaby whispers, God doesn't even hear your prayers. Nothing is ever going to change. The truth is that God is setting you up to show himself strong in your life. When he brings you out, people won't be able to deny the favor that's on your life. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I think that's a very good instrumental teaching that we can all take and be reminded of. And I like to think of it as, yeah, invite God in, yes, not to take us out of the situation, but to take us through the situation. And you did mention going through in one of the sentences, Sue. I think it's important to realize, yeah, God puts things in our path. We do have obstacles to avoid or to go around. But the idea is we've got to embrace the situation where we are and press on and go through it so that we gain from it. We gain faith. We gain resilience. You know, we gain patience. And we all know about patience because we're doing that as we're going through this timeline that has more or less the RV as the goal line for us, as the finish line. And we need to embrace this time that we're going through, this adventure that we're on, and say, you know, nope, it's not here yet, but, you know, we're learning as we're going through. We're learning more about what's going to happen when we come through. We're learning about the medveds. We're learning about all these different things that God has put in here for us to learn and be experienced about before we hit that finish line. So is it a little frustrating? Sometimes, yes. But we have to look at it like this is part of the experience that God wants us to have to build endurance, to increase our faith, and to learn from this experience something that will benefit us later. You know, when we are in leadership positions, when we're humanitarians and we at least lead to the point where we're leaders in terms of the projects that we've created. You know, that's kind of how I see it right now, Sue. I think that was a very good teaching, and I can't wait to hear what Bob would say about it.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was just really beautiful, the way that that was presented and how inspiring it was. You know, because everybody has difficulties in life. No matter how hard you try or how well you prepare, you know, who knows when there'll be a tornado or an earthquake or a fire or a hurricane, you know? And
That's right. And
it's during those hardest of times, when people go through those times, when you have to be sure to ask for God to come in, because during really hard times, sometimes people can get so wrapped up in the difficulty, they forget to ask, they forget to invite. Mm-hmm. And, you know, perhaps we could pray ahead of time to say, you know, God, if ever I'm in an extremely difficult time and I forget to invite you in, please know I'm letting you know now that if that time comes, please come in anyway. You're already pre-invited and you have an open invitation.
That's so good.
And God created the whole universe. He knows there's going to be trouble because he created all of the good and all of the things that can cause trouble. And he knows that things can get tough. So, you know, but he also, you can get through. And he's waiting and wanting with all of his heart for you to lean on him. He's there for these times. He created us, this rough and tumble universe, and he knows that there's going to be times when we need him the most, and so he's there. He was there even before he created the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And most of what we experience is not these troubles. Most of what we experience is the good. The troubles come from time to time, and they pass. And then there's long periods of time during the day, during the week, during the year, where things are really, really good. And so at the same time that we can lean on God during those times of troubles, so can we say prayers of gratitude for all of the really great times. And, you know, in this way is when we can invite God in, not only just during the times of difficulty, but during all the good times, which is almost all the time. Be sure he's invited to share in the gratitude.
That's right, Bob. Exactly right. Thank you for that. Sue, Bob is right about inviting God in, and God wants to be with us all of the time. You know, God wants to be alongside us, walking with us, you know, just like he did with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, you know, in the morning. And it's just, you know, to think that we can walk with God and talk with God, and, you know, God wants us to communicate. And even the small things in our life that seem almost insignificant, God would love to be part of that, because he does covet our relationship, our friendship. He does. He loves us that much that even the little things that are inconsequential are meaningful to God. So what do you think, Sue, about this teaching? How did it affect you?
It's really interesting. It's a play for me, listening to you first, Bruce, and then to Bob. And I always create a page so I can write down what's coming through me. And I love how you brought out, you know, what we're learning in this process. And I loved how Bob brought out, you know, that God, remembering God and inviting God in beforehand when you're going through something. And so here's my radical thought. To me, what we're living through, I don't think you would have heard this anywhere, what we're living through is the return to Eden. Just like you said, Bruce, the walking with God, the total unity. The Father and I are one, the unity with God. And the reason why it's taken even more than 2,000 years, it's really since humans have walked this earth, they've been besieged by forces that I believe are being cleaned up off this planet. And so they've been in survival.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to unlearn the separation, unlearn feeling like you're in survival, unlearn, and just like Bob said, it's to remember that you can see yourself as if you're walking in an Eden, as if, even if you're facing a difficulty, show me what it would feel like to know that I'm going to go through this as if I was so powerfully filled with God, I didn't even flinch. Whether it was losing someone to death, going through a loss of a family member, finances, whatever it is, it's to remember that actually you were never separate from God. And if you could tune your nervous system so that you felt that in your, you just walked starting tonight, as if you were so filled with God that you were becoming like a Christ, I think that that's the future that we're all looking to embody, to become. Not in our head, but literally through how we walk on this earth. And I think that's why the RV is here. So those are my thoughts.
That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I really like what Bob said about giving God a pre-invitation to come in to circumstances, you know, and to be there kind of as a pre-invitation in the midst of everything else that we're doing. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Invite God to be a part of your everyday life. And I think that's valuable. Sue, I think you're right about that. I like the idea of getting back to an Eden-type experience for us, you know, fellowshipping with God, walking with God in the cool of the day, et cetera, et cetera. So cool. Think about it. Sue, thank you for that teaching. I think you did a wonderful job bringing that out tonight to us, and we appreciate all the teachings that you've brought to us for many, many years now. So, Sue, as far as we know, tonight is a prayer and praise opportunity to see whether or not any prayer requests have come in. And, of course, we love praise reports if we can get those as well. So why don't we see if there are any that we can pray
and
for.
And there are, of course, there are a number of them. And we'll start with Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is scripture. I read in John 15:5 where it says, I'm the vine, you are the branch, remain in me, and in you I will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. My prayer is for Big Call Universe to remain in him. It's imperative we do for humanity. Be blessed. Love you all. That's from Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
And this is from, let's see, Mr. Okay. This is a confusing one. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. This is Delcina. And it's saying to Mr. Bob, maybe she wants Mr. Bruce. This is going to be something you'll address. Lost my email address, wallet with my IDs and cell phone number of over 3 years. Where do I send my new email address to receive my RV Redemption Center appointments?
Okay.
Last, how do I confirm I'm on the RV appointment list for an appointment? Let's save that for your segment, maybe, Bruce, because it's not really.
That's
does
fine.
That make sense?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Uh-huh, I can do that, yeah. Delphina.
Okay.
D-E-L-P-H-I-N-A. Delphina.
Delphina. Delphina.
Delphina.
D-I-N-A. Delphina.
Okay.
Yep.
Delphina.
And this is from Ernestine. Doctors diagnosed me with breast cancer. I've been taking Midnight Formula, Premium Prebiotics, Boomer Boost, Barley, and Novolate, Myotrol. All are helping me build muscle. Doctor says I'll be taking their medicine for life, but I'm trusting God for total healing. My mind is more focused in knowing where I put things, not being forgetful anymore. Thank you for your prayers. So let's just say a beautiful prayer for Ernestine. We're so, so close to Ernestine. So just keep using the best supplements in the world, the Boomer Boost products, and know and see them as they're not only just really well made, but think about all the love that's in those products, the people that get them out. I mean, that's a very, very significant thing.
That's right. It's a love
and
frequency.
So fill yourself with that love. And fill yourself with the love that's coming surrounding you and literally creating a light alleyway through Christ, getting you to the med bed, getting you to everything you need to just walk this out in perfect knowledge that you're completely healthy, that you're going to be completely restored in Jesus' name. And that's for you, Ernestine. Mm-hmm. And let's see, praise, prayer. Last one. Oh, two more. Hold on, I'm gonna do this differently.
Yeah.
This says thank you with about 12 exclamation marks.
Uh huh.
This is from Karen Soto that we prayed for on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Her son Kenny. Kenny has begun to barely open his eyes, but this is a miracle that some doctors said would never happen. I cannot tell you how our hearts were flooded with joy as you prayed over Kenny Jr. and all of us last night. Heaven on earth is what it was. You are so right, Sue. We were listening and cheering the whole time. My phone is another story for later. Just wanted to let you know how much we appreciated everything. We will keep you posted. We love you, love you, love you. Stay protected and loved as you go forth and do great things in Jesus' name. Karen Soto and family for Kenny Jr. So that's a pretty exciting.
It is exciting praise report.
Yes, yes. And then we're going to get to Jeannie Urgent. Where's Jeannie? Oh, my gosh. Hold the phone. Let's see, Jeannie. Yeah. Prayers. Here we go. New month, new opportunities, and a fresh start. Embrace it with hope and joy. With the grace of God, may this month be filled with great things, abundant blessings, and wonderful surprises. Heavenly Father, we pray for all the wonderful leaders and listeners on the big call, for their health, their love, their joy, finances, and prayer requests. RV blessings to come to fruition, med beds, social security increases, Doge dividends, world peace, in Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. May God bless everyone. Have a fun and safe weekend, Jeannie.
That's good. Thank you, Jeannie.
Our Jeannie.
I think that's good, and I think I've got some things that will edify what you have requested. And we've got some good things to bring out in my segment tonight. So thank you for that. Always good. Thank you very much. Well, Sue, I guess that wraps up our prayer and praise for tonight. And I might need to be reminded, but I'll try to remember Delphine's request.
Yeah.
It was primarily, if I remember right, about she lost her email. I don't know what that means. She doesn't remember.
I'll go back. Let's see. You can call it out if you want, whenever you're going to do it, and I'll hunt it down. Okay?
All right.
Because I kind of forget it. I'm in the middle of reading it, and it was just, it wasn't really a prayer request.
I got the gist of it, but I just want to make, it wasn't really a prayer request. Although, she needs help on, a couple of things that are relevant to the exchange process. So I'll get into it. And catch me up if I need it, okay? Thank you, Sue. Very much. Thank you. And as we move forward, Sue, tell us, I mean, I think everybody is just really curious and interested in the MedBed 100. And a lot of people are also interested in the future founder, you know, quantum leader, future founder course.
Thank you for stimulating that, because I was in a professional conversation today with a person that was studying neurobiology. Watch how I segue this. And we were talking about prey drive. And I said, what are all these different drives? There's prey drive. There's flee drive. There's play drive. There's like the people and animals that have these 8 or 10 different drives. And I said to her, what about the curiosity drive? And she said, actually, there is a curiosity drive. And everybody just pause for a second and say, because I think this is everybody in the currency, when was the last time that there was this desire to explore, to learn, to be curious, and you followed it, and it opened you up to something new?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be very interesting, Bruce. There, so this was with a scientist that knew all about these drives, and she said, oh, like, just like, oh, yes, that's a yellow warbler. Oh, yes. That's the curiosity drive. It's novelty seeking. It's exploring. That's for Thelma and Louise over there. I wonder if I'm going to hear from her when I say that. And it's just, it's playful, it's creative, it's curiosity seeking, and it's novelty seeking. And so I'm going to read you a testimonial that, to me, I get curious about just about everything that crosses my biofield. This is from Margaret. She said, do you know what my biggest, she goes, testimonial, Margaret. You know what my biggest takeaway was from your courses? We're leaving the past behind. I felt that so deeply, like something in me finally let go. I especially appreciated the calls where everyone shared their intentions and reflections in the MedBed 100 program. It was inspiring to hear others express what they envisioned for their future. The way you helped each person organize their thoughts and articulate what they were dreaming about, it made the whole experience feel expansive and real. And the quantum leader, that was a mind blower. It's completely restructured how I would be thinking. Okay, there. Yep, Judy just got it. How I was thinking about reality, so I'm more open. It helped me to go inside and consider what I really want, both as a leader and from the MedBed. Even though they're not out yet, the course really created the space for me to imagine the future and reflect on what true healing and transformation would look like. Thank you for everything you, Bruce, and Bob do. Blessings, Margaret. That was nice.
Thank you, Margaret. Very nice.
So,
very nice.
Here's the thing. We have a class. I'm just going to really throw this out. Sovereign in the room. And that'll be starting next Tuesday. I'll just say, if you're a person that has ever felt like just as you reach for something and you're getting to this, am I hearing a cat?
Yes, you are hearing Cheetah Kitty.
Very loud. It's cute.
I know, and she was like 8 feet away from me too.
I know. So if you're a person that has ever noticed that just as you're kind of getting to the highest peak in your life, something pulls you back, or people pull you back, or you're afraid of, you know, not going forward into your dream. And I've heard this a lot in the med beds. You're going into your dream, but everybody's like, well, who did you become? Well, I don't even know who you look like. If that's one of the things we'll be addressing next Tuesday in a course called Sovereign in the Room, and we're going to be taking apart, dismantling these unconscious, these patterns that most people aren't even aware of and very few talk about. And if you want to be part of that, just send us an email and just put SIR, S-I-R. That's easy, isn't it, Bruce? Sovereign in the Room.
Well, that's
Sovereign in the Room. SIR. And just that's starting next Tuesday night, and just say, put, give me us your name and number, and what are you, are you, are you feeding the cats?
I'm
right
having
now or
to
something?
Put some kitty cat food in the bowl. Sorry, that's why
yeah,
Cheetah
like
was meowing at Daddy. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. It's called reality TV. Reality audio. It's a big call. At home with the kitty cats and Bruce.
And water. Gotta get the water too.
And
forgot about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, try to keep the noise in.
So quiet, yeah. Thank you. And so if you want to join that, just send us an email to Integrated Minds. You probably have it all memorized and burned like big neon signs in your brain. I hope I'm making everybody laugh. Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. But here's something I want people to think about. Because we get this great feedback, and I don't want to belabor it, from people about the MedBed 100 program. And have you ever paused and tried to imagine like what your life and your family's life is going to be like when you all understand really at depth what the MedBed can do? I had one woman write to me today, and she said, you know, can I share this with my mother? And I said, of course. And this woman had just had a stroke. And I said, of course you can. So the purpose of this program, and I love when people ask that. That's just so high integrity. It's a, you know, do I have permission to share it?
Right.
Here's what the goal of this course is. I'm happy if you get it for one. I mean, try not to say, oh, like, I'll buy it for 15 people, but try to honor a little bit of the work that went into it. That's all I'm asking. But the point is, in your family, if you learn about this and you understand, and you're going to hear that in the course, is what you're going to go through, how your family's going to respond. Just we're looking at primarily Jim Scarborough. We're looking primarily at what you want to experience, which is novel for this community, because it isn't going out and thinking, okay, what is the response I'm going to get? But it has to start with you. You're not doing it from the outside in. You're doing it from the inside out. You're thinking, for the first time, I'm going to be able to reflect on what does my spirit want me to experience? What's my body like? What are the talents I want? What are the things? And most people have never had time to review that. That's number one. And what if you didn't have to manage the symptoms you have today? And you could get very clear so you could articulate it. And you have this one shot. And then at the same time, you left these trainings with meditations that are going to help you to process and be this body. This, It's basically, we're going to get quantum here, and this is where I go to quantum course. Quantum physics, quantum era is going to show you that there isn't just one fixed material reality. So you're actually just, it's kind of like pulling your future you into your body now. And if you're troubled with anything that's ailing you, this is going to be such a powerful piece. Not only is it going to connect you to the process of the medbed, but it's going to allow you to imagine an imprint, literally pull the future you into your body. And you can walk around. If anybody's hearing these words, I hope you're catching the frequency of this. You can walk around in the frequency of God pouring into you as your renewed healing now. That's what the medbeds are. They're high-frequency, coherent, precision rewriting of the consciousness, the awareness that is you, returning you to your original you, and the original you that could imagine anything and create it. So it gets stored in you. You want to be a guitar player, accordion player, surfer, cowgirl, drive across the country like Thelma and Louise, whatever it is. You like
I, did, I didn't figure you for accordion, though, Sue.
No, I know.
All the rest, yes.
Like Lady and the Tramp. Like Lady and the Tramp playing that accordion.
Eating the spaghetti, too. Yeah.
But the point is, that's what it's there for. The MedBed 100 came from all the information that I've been around and Bruce has been around, that it's tied to the people that are actually running that program. So it's hardcore science. It's a lot of the research I've done over 23 years about everything that is emergent. And it has 65 properties that you can add. So it's this, it's kind of like going to a buffet of, oh, I'll have a little bit of that. I'll have a little bit of that. And it's not fattening. It's just I'm going to have a little, oh, I'd like to have this. I'm getting really creative tonight, aren't I?
You are.
To make it different, right? That's the point. Yeah. We've got to get creative. So that's the MedBed 100 program. And then the Quantum Leader program is to introduce, this is not, you can't teach, this would be a year course, but you're being introduced by a peer who has studied this for 32 years and been around this stuff. And you're being introduced, including a video of an expert who's describing it. And what it's going to do is it's going to open you up. It would be good if you could listen to it a couple, two, three times. It has meditations as well. So that you begin to drop out the stuck and limiting thinking. And the best part, again, I'm going to use my grandmother, who said she wanted to give it to 7 grandchildren. The best part is it's going to help you. It's one thing to be wide open, but you do need filters. So the piece that she said was that this, like, she's taken a lot of our courses. She said, this was your best course. And she said, because this filter thing, we do a triple boundary thing. And what that's going to do is it's going to help you open up and then focus with an expanded point of view. And it's going to allow you to think of yourself in this new way as a conscious creator with Christ, but with really good boundaries, Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about boundaries and quantum boundaries. They don't. So we try to make our programs so that they are tied to the new, freer, more creative, more taking Christ teaching and neuroscience-based, like the neuroscience of how you get precision new thinking, called neuroplasticity, into your being, so that you're not the same person thinking, you know, the same 60,000 thoughts every day. And what that's going to do for the quality of your life, it's going to make you feel fresh. It's going to make you feel lighter. It's going to make your decisions better, clearer, faster, and more strategic. And if everybody could have that, informed by Christ and informed with how we get it into the body and into your being, so you actually can make it work and be effective, the world would transform rapidly. So if you want to help transform yourself, the world, etc., send us an email and just put whether you want quantum and MedBed, MedBed only, quantum only, to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds. I like saying it different ways. You know, I can do, I mean, obviously, how many times have I done this? But it's fun for me. It's a game to make it different every time. Integrated Minds at hushmail.com.
Yep.
Hushmail.com. And they're $100 each. And all you have to do is put your name, your telephone number, if you have PayPal or not. And I think if you listen to Bruce's intel, I think you have just a little bit of time. So hop on it, because someday you're going to send us an email and it's going to say, well, we've already written it. That's how prepared we are. We've already written it. Well, it's finally here, blessing your journey. I can't even remember what it says, but it's ready to get posted.
Thank you for your interest in fill in the blank.
No, well, it's a little, it's like,
sorry,
it's,
able to fulfill your requests.
No, it's not a door slam. But let's put it this way. Store's closed.
Yeah, closed. Gone fishing.
Gone out of out of town.
Gone dancing.
That's true. See you on the dance floor. That would be. I think I may have that.
Good
just
one,
to keep it on brand. See you on the dance floor. So just know that if this sparks anything, and let me ground this and just say, this is it. If it sparks you to be curious how you can bring a better you that's consciously designed to you, to your family, and to the world, then we've done our job. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. I think that was good. And, yeah, it is always nice to approach those with a little different nuance on it. Yeah, very good, Sue. Thank you for that. I keep thinking, when you mentioned grandmother, where did my mind go? To pea pie. Yeah, the pea pie. Can I tell the story about the hotel, Sue? Can I tell the hotel story?
No, you cannot tell the hotel story.
Please, can I please? No.
No.
All right,
no.
I think that was a good one, though. All right, no hotel story for you. No story for you. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that. And thank you for making those available for everybody still. And we'll remind them when I get into my intel a little bit later. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome. Now, Bob, You mentioned something to me today about the possibility of a new sale. Were you able to put that into play today, Bob?
Yes, actually we were. Thank you, Bruce.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, we were doing something that we used to do years ago, and we haven't done for a long time, but now we're bringing it back. And some people may remember this, but what it is we're going to offer a sale that lasts for 3 months. And what it is for people that want to use the AutoShip program, that go on to AutoShip for the first time or add a new item to their AutoShip, we're going to give an extra 10% discount, which will mean the total of 20% for the next 3 months.
Oh, nice.
So you don't have to do anything else other than that. And so you can really save a lot of money over time. And it's not just the extra 10% you're going to save, because you're also going to get free shipping. And, you know, we have a whole brand new AutoShip software program, Bruce, that is the new state-of-the-art software technology. And there's been a pursuit for years to try to make things easier and easier for people to use AutoShip programs and be able to make changes really quickly and easily, receive reminders, and there's a brand new update for the software that's used by millions of people for their AutoShip programs. And they've made this update and they've implemented it. And we have done all the work on our part at Boomers to implement it on our site, and it's up and working. And it just makes it easier than ever for people to take advantage of the savings, the free shipping, and also, you know, advance notice of certain things, and to be able to do it with complete confidence that if they ever need to make a change, they can do it on their own really easily, or they can call us up, and it makes it real easy for Stephanie and Lucy to help people make changes. And so for the next 3 months, you're going to get 20% off on your products that are on AutoShip when you add new things to the AutoShip.
Okay.
So there's that. And then also right at this moment at, 10 o'clock here on Thursday night, the sale for the month of April is still up on the screen. It'll probably disappear tomorrow, but people can still get their free heirloom barley when they get their collagen. People can still get a 20% discount on vitamin C, an extra 10% discount on the clarity factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so that's still going on. So usually kind of right at the end of the month, we do this crossover for a day or two and lets people take advantage of bulk sales. So that's where we are right now.
Yep. Okay.
And
that's
we do
great.
Have even a few more testimonials that came in.
Oh, good. I love those. Okay.
Tuesday. And this person wrote in to us to tell us their experience with Myotrol. And he said, I've noticed that I had better balance taking Myotrol. And when I ran out for a couple of weeks, when it was out of stock, and then I received my order, the next day my balance problem was gone away.
Wow.
He writes in capital letters, thank you for your product.
Well, that's
balance
great.
Is very, very important.
Sure is.
Yep, balance can keep you from falling and banging into things and gives you more freedom to move around and go places. And then there's another one about Myotrol. It's very short and sweet. This man wrote in, it works really well. I recommend it to all people over 50. It works great.
Excellent.
And this one came in 6 hours ago.
Okay.
About 4 o'clock this afternoon, said, Gladiator barley is a mainstay of my diet now. It's one of the most important items that keeps my strength up and my muscles intact. Thank you, and God bless you.
That's wonderful, Bob. Excellent.
Yep, and that's it for those testimonials.
Okay.
And, you know, the only other thing, Bruce, you know, I don't know how many people are following along with what's going on at HHS, right, Health and Human Services, with Robert Kennedy Jr., but
he's
making moves now to get rid of all the dyes.
Did that,
products. He's got rid of a few already, and he's getting ready to replace all the rest of them. He's working on new studies related to fluoride, new placebo-controlled studies in regard to certain vaccines, and many other things that are they're going to be doing additional research on that is going to be, you know, monitored by the government for purposes of making, you know, really well-informed decisions. Sometimes the only research that's available is research that was done by the company that put the product out. And it's not controlled, you know, with
it's
a third-party
observer. Right.
And so now, on certain really crucial things, Robert Kennedy is going to be making sure the government has their own controls over the study to make sure that what's being recommended by the FDA, the CDC, is up to date and, you know, has you know, renewed studies in regard to some of the critical issues. And one of the ones they're working on very diligently is autism, to try to see they can have some better studies about that that would lead to perhaps starting to reduce the cases of autism, which have been increasing for many, many years. And
now
what he's hopeful is to be able to kind of turn the tide and take it back to where it used to be.
Right.
Eliminate it altogether. And, Bruce, it is now 9:56.
Okay.
And, that's it for me.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. And I think one of the things Robert Kennedy Jr. was going to try to change was the food pyramid also, which has been changed already at least once, but it's still off, you know, and I think he wants to try to eliminate certain foods that can be bought under the food stamp or SNAP card program, so that it goes more to nutrition as opposed to junk food and junk drinks. I know a lot of y'all like your Coca-Cola and your Diet Coke, and you like all that, those drinks, but, you know, they're just, they're full of calories but no nutrition and full of sugar. And I think he is very aware of what Sue has known for 30 years about sugar being, you know, a poison, really. It's taken in the extreme amounts that we have in a lot of our foods, it's poison. And it's highly addictive, as anybody knows, that has a sweet tooth, you know. It's kind of hard to get around not wanting certain foods because of that. So I think he's off and running to a really, really good start. And he's got Dr. Oz working with him, Sue and Bob. Dr. Oz has been there. Obviously, Dr. Ben Carson knows his way around from the operating room point of view, just like Dr. Oz. Got to realize Dr. Oz is and was a heart surgeon, and Dr. Ben Carson is a pediatric heart surgeon. So those two get along pretty well. Anyway, to get to Bob's website, you guys, To get to Boomers, you go to BigCallUniverse.com. When you get on my homepage there on the website, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on the Boomers banner. It's a direct link into Bob's website. Get in there, and you can go through the sale. Take advantage of the last day or so of the previous sale from the month of April. And if you can take advantage of that. And then I love the idea of putting an auto ship scenario together for new products that are entered in, picking up not just 10%, but 20% for the next 3 months. That's a really good thing. That's a nice little bonus. And you get free shipping for those too. But use that to get on into the website, and then the 800 number to get in to talk with someone. If you need clarification on something or you need a little help, they're very good. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So that's how you do it. I highly recommend everybody get on there and get used to getting things, because you're going to be very, you know, occupied with the things of your new life, and you don't want to let your nutrition go. You want to go ahead and make sure that you keep consistent on that. Make sure you add the Myotrol. It's so good. And along with the dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and barley, whether you use Get Gladiator barley or whether you use Heirloom barley. So either one is a winner. And the Gladiator is designed to build more muscle. That's why, you know, most of the guys and a lot of the women are using Gladiator barley. All right. Let's go into where we are on the intel. I was going to mention something else about, well, let me just get into it, and I hope I can remember. What Sue read as far as was really a prayer request, was about the idea of the woman, Delcine, had lost her email, we thought, and maybe wasn't sure how she would be notified by email with the 800 numbers, etc. Let's go over that. Now, when you bought your currency, if you went through a currency dealer or even one of the online vendors of currencies, you had to, in most cases, give your name, your email, and a ship-to address. So they have all that. They've captured that. They've got the emails, from what we understand, from all the ZIM holders, except unless you're gifted ZIM, they may or may not know that you have it. I'm going to bet that they do, maybe in 50% of the cases, if you're gifted ZIM, they don't know about it. So, what I think for Delcine, you were curious as to how you get notified. My point is, those emails from all of the vendors, the currency dealers, etc., were forwarded to Wells Fargo, well, through the Treasury to Wells Fargo, and so Wells Fargo built out an email list where they would send their email of notification with the toll-free number, which we assume is an 800 number, to go out to everybody that they have an email for. Well, what if they don't have your email? Or what if your email changed from when you bought the currency? Mine sure did. Well, that's where we're here to pick up the slack. They've asked us on the big call to collect emails from people that want to get the 800 number sent out to them. So we have that when you sign up and register your email on bigcalluniverse.com, you know, you are in the system, and then you will get an email with the toll-free number in it once we have it. We're also going to put the toll-free number on the landing page of bigcalluniverse.com when we get it, and Bob will either have it done by Raleigh or someone and put it out there so it's visible on our landing page of bigcalluniverse.com. So those are two ways that you're going to receive it. I'm not sure if they, I know they wanted me to put it out on the call, but since I don't have it tonight, and our next call is not till Tuesday, we may not obviously be able to put it out other than on the website and out in an email to you, which we will surely do if it goes between now and Tuesday. And I'll just cut into the email. So Delphine, basically, we'll pick you up if you don't get an email from them. And as far as if I understood you right, and Sue, if you're there, you can tell me, did you lose your wallet and your ID, your photo
yes.
ID and all that stuff? Did you?
Yes.
Okay, that's
yes.
that's what I thought.
And,
was there anything else?
And may I also... Yeah, just, I'm not going to be able, people cannot send to Integrated Minds
yeah.
how to get in touch with you or no questions about this to Integrated
right.
Minds. I just have to make that
that's
really
right.
clear because we won't be answering them. Okay.
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. I just hit the dead letter file. So... Now, you do need a photo ID, which would be a driver's license or student ID or government-issued ID or obviously a passport. And there's a new passport card that you can get also that I'm just barely familiar with. But it has an ID picture on it as well. They want to see that, and they want to know that you have a physical address. They have all of that for most of us, but at the same time, you need to consider, you may not even need this, but bring a utility bill, if you have it, that will show that you have a physical address, a place where you live. Utility bill could be a natural gas bill, could be an electric bill, you can use your cell phone bill. Any of those three, I might take one or two of those. But they pretty much know who we are. It's just that the photo ID allows them to say, yeah, that's who you are. We've got you. And the KYC, the Know Your Customer part of the exchange in the very beginning, probably won't take very long at all for them to identify you as you. So don't worry about that, but try to get a photo ID. Even if you have to get a replacement driver's license or whatever you had, Delphine, have that ready to go. Let's see. Did that answer your question? I think it did.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And let's see what else. Okay, so let's keep going. Thank you, Sue. Let's keep going with
mm-hmm.
where we are. We have... let's see, where are we going to go with this next? Okay, there were two major announcements or things that needed to happen by yesterday that did happen. And what those are or were are, one was the a thing with Iran where they were trying to come up with creating the type of fuel that could be used in a nuclear device. And they had an above-ground destination and they also had a below ground, about 60 feet below ground, and maybe a third one. Well, we took those out a few days ago. Might have used the rods of God on one that was 60 feet underground. The particulars, all I know is that that taking out of those installations prompted Iran to say, okay, we won't fund any more terrorist activity against Israel through Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, etc. And that was the foundation for a peace agreement in the Middle East. And that, in principle, is in place, in principle. I don't know if all the T's have been crossed and I's have been dotted yet, but that was one thing that we were looking for yesterday. And we did get evidence that it had occurred. The other thing was the agreement that President Trump made with Zelensky from the Ukraine to begin to look into mining precious metals, gems, and I think also oil and gas in the Ukraine. And that we would have people there, our people there. And I think as a result of that, Russia also agreed to at least a 3-day ceasefire, and hopefully that'll be extended indefinitely. But that other agreement for us to get in as the United States and have a presence in Ukraine for the purpose of mining precious metals and gems and, you know, that kind of thing in Ukraine was also inked yesterday. Those two things put us in a position for everything to get started for us. The other thing that had to happen as a result of the problem with Iran and also with Ukraine, those two countries were not fully integrated into the quantum financial system. So that had to occur so they could be part of everything moving forward from our new banking system point of view. And I believe they were supposed to be fully integrated by tomorrow night, which is Saturday, which is what? Friday night, tomorrow night. Well, that is in process. Let's see what else is out there now. Now, there have been overtures that suggested that dinar and or dong exchanges have already started in the Far East. We tried to get confirmation on that through our contacts that live there, and we believe that is partially true, but we cannot confirm it yet. Now watch me after I get off the big call tonight, and a half hour later I can get it confirmed. But as of right now, it's not confirmed, but it looks like, yes, it may have started. And remember, in the old days, we talked about this coming from east to west. Well, guess what? We're the west. East would obviously be the Far East. And so they may have started, and it's working its way to us. The most recent information tells us that everything was triggered to start this global currency reset and RV today at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That everything was started at 2 o'clock today. And now, you say, well, what does that mean for us? I believe what it means is that we are looking to get our notifications for Tier 4B, the Internet group, and I would say it probably would apply to Tier 4A, which is the Admiral's groups, plural, that those notifications would come out over the weekend And then the very latest update I've heard since then was that not only notifications to come out, but exchanges to start by Tuesday morning. So this could be a very exciting weekend for us to get our notifications, to set our appointments. Now, personally, I don't know that we'd be able to set our appointments before Monday. So I'm envisioning us getting notified maybe Sunday and set our appointments on Monday to begin exchanges on Tuesday. I'm thinking that's the most likely scenario. Because you got to realize they need to have personnel in the redemption centers when we call to set our appointments, because even though we're using an automated call center initially to make our appointments, the call gets routed two ways. It gets routed to the redemption center that's based on our zip code that we enter, or they actually give you a different phone number to call to go directly to that redemption center. Now, I think in most cases the system is set up to route your call to that redemption center based on the zip code that you enter, letting them know, say, what zip code? The zip code that is closest to you, either where you live or where you work or where you want to do your exchange. Those three options, you put a five-digit zip code in, and they know that's the redemption center closest to that that you want to exchange. So that should answer that question for us. Now, remember, when you have an appointment time, my understanding is we'll have a 40-minute slot to get our exchanges done in that 40-minute period, that appointment period. They don't expect us to go over. Obviously, you could finish sooner. If you have two dinar notes or you've got three dong notes, whatever, it won't take that long to count and verify your currency, like 20 seconds. So you'll be moving through the system more quickly. Like I mentioned last Tuesday, they have our names printed on your Quantum card already. And you say, well, how do they know? How do they know? Well, they're making that assumption based on the fact that your zip code, because they know roughly where you live, you'll be using XYZ exchange location, the redemption center, and they will have your quantum card already knocked out for you to enter your biometric fingerprint, thumbprint, whichever it is, and then put in your new username and password for that quantum card, put your five-digit PIN code in, and then put your email and your email password in so that you can have, that's what you need to get online, if you will, with your quantum account. Remember, your quantum account is a U.S. Treasury account that allows you to keep your money safe, even though it's not earning any interest, but you can move that money into your bank account or bank accounts, plural, with that card. And that's the only reason you have it. And it's designed so that you do it privately. The bank doesn't know how much you have in your quantum account. No, your neighbors don't know. Nobody knows unless you let them watch your transaction, which I highly recommend you don't do. Keep it private. Okay? All right. So we know roughly when we're supposed to start. We also know when we're supposed to end, because here it is, the 1st of May. All exchanges should be complete through the redemption centers by the end of May, and redemption centers will be closed on or before the last day of May, which is May 31st, Saturday, May 31st. So that tells you this is a finite exchange period. The rates have been populating, but they're solid enough on the screens, on the Redemption Center screens, to tell us really which currencies are there and what they are. Now, they're not supposed to give us the rates. Banks are not supposed to give us bank screen rates. I really could care less about the bank screen rates. I care more about Redemption Center screen rates. And I know roughly what those are, and they're going to be very, very good. The least of your worries is the rate. Absolute least. If you're a ZIM holder and you don't have projects, pity on you, because you should have. You should have a project or multiple projects that you can present at the Redemption Center in 3 to 5 minutes. It used to be 5 to 8 minutes. Maybe we don't get 8 minutes, but you can give them the gist and leave them a copy of what it is you want to do behind so that they can enter that, scan that in, and have your project information ready. And that way, you know, they will try to collaborate if other people have identical projects or very similar projects. They may try to ask you to collaborate on those. It just all depends. We'll have to see how that one goes. I would like you guys to collaborate with me on Rebuild America and Rebuild International. And so that's where I asked, how many years ago? 5 or 6 years ago, I asked about, maybe longer than that, about getting 50 or how many? 5,000 listeners to the big call that wanted to volunteer and be part of Rebuild America in 50 states, figuring 100 cities, towns, or communities in each of 50 states, allowing for less maybe in Hawaii or maybe less in Alaska, but overall average of about 100 cities, towns, or communities that we can help rebuild. Housing, we can take existing housing and hopefully rebuild it, rehab it, whatever. We might have to build new housing. We want to do community gardens, especially in inner cities and obviously rural communities as well. There's so many little things that we can do to add value to a city, town, or community. And that's what we're going to be doing. And I'm excited about getting that started. We're going to do regenerative farming. That's going to be great. There's so many different projects. We want to get healing centers going. Bob is certainly instrumental in that. Sue is also going to have input into that. And I think we're going to just work very well. And hopefully, guys, we will get together for some regional get-togethers, regional, so that we can see where the emphasis is, where the people are, where they want to do some things. But in the initial start, first month or two, we want to let everybody do what they have to do to get used to this, to get maybe you're thinking of moving. Maybe you're going to rehab your own home. Maybe you're going to sell your house and buy something new. I don't know. But whatever it is, maybe you need a new ride. Maybe you need a vacation. Hello, I think we're all due a vacation. And I plan to go on one, at least, initially. But we'll also be getting together with my advisory group and getting the planning underway for everything that we intend to do. So if you want to be part of that, please put your email in under bigcalluniverse.com, just register, and we'll be getting at least two of our websites up and running, which will be more interactive, and where we'll have your ability to fill out maybe an online questionnaire about your area and about what you, you know, we'll have a question. We might have 15 or 20 questions that'll be easy to answer and fill out for you. Obviously, we have to put all that together. It's not together. It's only in the mind of Bruce right now. But I'm sure Bob has input, and my other advisory group people will have input for it. So I'm excited about this. You know, guys, we've been waiting a while for this, and I know it's tried our patience. but I've looked at it like a blessing. I know God chose me for this, to do this, and I think it's really the best use of the last 14 years of my time. And I'm happy to have been able to do that and offer that to you. Now, let's see if there's anything else. Yeah, I want to say that it was both our Treasury Secretary, Scott, I call it Besent. It's probably pronounced Besent, but I like Besent better. I don't know why. Besent and Dr. Ben Carson were involved in releasing the trigger for this to go. Now, maybe it's on autopilot. It may involve algorithms, but we understand that it has started as of 2 o'clock this afternoon on this Thursday, the 1st of May. And I know bondholders still looking to get final emails telling them when they can have access to their funds. And hopefully that happens where they get access Monday or Tuesday. I think we're going to end up getting notifications sometime between Sunday and Monday. Even though it's a weekend thing, it could be tomorrow. We could get something tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, which is May 2nd, we did hear from our MedBed guy who's over all the MedBeds nationally and really also is involved in international as well. He said to us last Saturday that the MedBeds would be ready to go starting tomorrow, May 2nd. Now, we're not ready for them yet because we haven't exchanged yet. But they'll be ready when we're ready. That's the point. They're going to be ready for us to get in pretty soon after. The more dire need you are, if you're a ZIM holder, that counts for you. And that way, you should be able to get in fairly shortly after your exchange. Okay, I've been told I can get in about 3 days after I exchange. So hopefully that'll be good, and I'll get my site back, everything else that I need to have done. So while I'm thinking of that, this is the only time you might have to finally get the MedBed 100 with all of the good information in a two-night class that lasts about an hour and a half a night, 3 hours of audio that you can listen to at your own pace by clicking the link in the email that Sue sends you. And you can listen to it just like you would any video on your phone. So, the MedBed 100, absolute must for anybody that's thinking about getting into the MedBed. It'll open up your mind. It'll open up the possibilities that you're not even aware of for the MedBed. And the other thing is the Quantum Leader Future Founder course is another very strong course that's also $100. We call it Quantum 100, MedBed 100, and Quantum 100. Put those two in the subject line if you want both of them. It'll be $200. And you want to send that email off to Sue tonight to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. Now let her know your name and phone number in the body of the email, and then let her know if you have PayPal or don't. If you don't, she'll send you an invoice through PayPal, and you'll be able to, she'll send you that invoice, and you can take care of it that way. All right, so highly recommended that you get both, but if you've already got the MedBed 100, you want to get the Quantum 100, go ahead and do it. If you haven't gotten the MedBed 100 yet, you might get one or both of those. The MedBed 100 is also a two-night class, an hour and a half each class, approximately 3 hours. Might be a little more, but it's really going to open your eyes to what the possibilities are, because you're going to have a 15-minute interview prior to getting into the MedBed where you sit down with an assistant that helps you go through everything and records everything that you want done, types it up in an ante room, meaning a separate room, off to the side of the med bed, and she'll enter all that stuff in, and then there's a touch screen on the med bed that's mounted where the head of the bed would be, but it's not on the top cover, it's on the base, and it goes up, and it's approximately 3 feet tall, 4 feet wide. So you have the old 3-4-5 isosceles triangle, and you have a nice size screen that the associate can use to enter that information and monitor it as it's happening while you're in the med bed. And the med bed's so cool because the cover, it's like a clamshell, it's plexiglass looking, it's clear, but when you get in it and look at it, it'll be a monitor that you'll be seeing, if you want, what is being done as they're scanning your body. And it's great. It's just incredibly good technology. So, obviously, I'm very excited about it, and I think many, 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 many people are. And there are, oh, man, there are quite a few MedBed centers throughout the United States and in other countries, too. Yeah, they're everywhere. They're in India. They're in Europe. They're all over. Don't ask me where they are because they're keeping that a secret. I don't even know where the one I'm going to go to is. I know it's only about 30 minutes away, but it's, you know, still, it's military operated, military run, probably for the first year or two, you know, until it becomes more mainstream. And then I'm sure civilians will end up taking them over and running them when they're trained to do so. All right. So that's pretty much everything I wanted to say, I think, tonight. Take advantage of this new sale that Bob's got on for Subscribe and Save. Any new products that you add to it, many people need to add Myotrol and maybe the Dynamic Combo and maybe some vitamin C and vitamin D. Anything that you add will get 20% off for the first 3 months of your auto ship. Okay? So I highly recommend that you guys do that. And obviously, after this goes, money's not really a problem at all. You'll be able to get as much of it as you want. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to say tonight. And I want to thank Sue and Bob for all the wonderful work they've done on the big call. And thank you, Jeannie and GCK. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued success with your marriage and with your healing. And anybody else that is a regular contributor to the big call and the satellite team, thank you for getting the call out all over the world in so many countries. That's really what I wanted to say tonight. So thank you for tuning in, everybody. Let's keep an eye on your emails. And by the way, when you email Sue, you'll get an email back pretty quickly after it's received. Keep an eye on your emails for the one that asks for payment, you know, and the invoice that you might get, and also keep an eye on, you know, make sure that you're there to receive the third email, which would be, or set of emails, which is the class, the courses themselves. So you can start listening to those right away. All right? Well, thanks, everybody. I appreciate Big Call Universe. All y'all that have been listening to the big call for these 14 years. 14 years, that's right. So everybody have a wonderful weekend. Let's see what happens from this first. Don't forget, Cinco de Mayo is a lunes, Monday, Cinco de Mayo. So ten cuidado, don't drink too much tequila. Don't even drink any tequila. But enjoy your favorite Mexican restaurant and have a nice Cinco de Mayo, which is not a real holiday, but it pretends to be a holiday, and enjoy it. Enjoy the festivities. Maybe that'll be the first opportunity we have to actually celebrate what it is we're receiving. All right, so have a great weekend, you guys, And we will see you maybe Tuesday night, maybe for a celebration call. Okay? All right, everybody have a great, great weekend. Okay? Lord God, thank you for all that you've done for us and for bringing us to this point. Help to bring this blessing to a conclusion where we can receive it. We thank you for everything you've done for us and continue to do in advance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, everybody. Have a great night and great weekend.